This artwork has been replaced with a reproduction for conservation purposes. The title of this artwork is Queensland Club and Bellevue Hotel. The artist is Joan Ricketts. It is a pencil, ink, and watercolour painting on paper. It was made in circa 1969. It is a rectangle 57.6 centimetres high by 73 centimetres wide in a light brown wooden frame and off-white mat board. It features a street with two historical buildings, the Queensland Club on your right-hand side and Bellevue Hotel on your left. The Bellevue Hotel opened in 1886 on the corner of George and Alice Streets in Brisbane, directly opposite Parliament House. Regarded as Brisbane's premier hotel, it hosted many of the city's most lavish dinners, dances, conferences, and weddings. In 1967, the Queensland government purchased the hotel and demolished it in the middle of the night in 1979 to make way for government buildings. Public outcry surrounding the demolition led to the eventual introduction of Queensland heritage legislation in 1992. The Queensland Club building next door was constructed between 1882 and 84 and still stands. The artist Joan Ricketts would have experienced both these buildings in all their glory. She captured this moment in time using her typical illustrative watercolour style. Ricketts used bright watercolours to capture the colour and tone and a thin black pen to draw the forms and fine details. The paper is showing through in sections, providing white highlights. The perspective is at eye level, and the scene is of two buildings on an angle, facing the road. The road is light brown and runs on a diagonal across the corner on your left-hand side. A footpath goes between the road and the Queensland Club and ends at the front of the Bellevue Hotel. Filling half the painting from top to bottom on your right-hand side is the Queensland Club. Half of the front facade is showing. It is a three-story white rendered brick building. It is behind a yellow-grey rendered masonry fence with square piers and cast iron railings between. The garden is filled with greenery, spilling out above and between the railings. Two tall palm trees reach the building's second level. The building has projecting bay windows on the ground and the first floor on the far side. To the side of the windows are covered verandas with embellished cast iron balustrades. Above the third level, there is an open parapet, which is a heavy railing around the edge of the roof. In the rooftop corners above the bay windows are decorative round urns with a point on top. Beside the Queensland Club, and on your left-hand side, is the Bellevue Hotel. Standing at the same height as the club, between the two buildings, is the edge of a green tree. The hotel's roof is the same height as the top of the club's bay windows. Part of the Bellevue Hotel's front and side are shown. It is a three-story white building with a bright green roof. A green canopy extends above the ground floor and wraps around both sides of the building. It features striking white cast iron balustrades that go along the wraparound verandas on the second and third floors. The ground floor windows are large rectangles, and the windows along the verandas are arches. In the middle of the roof, on both sides, are dormers. Dormers are structures that sit vertically beyond the plane of the roof with a window. Two trees with soft pink leaves and thin dark trunks are on the corner of the Bellevue Hotel by the road and on the corner of the Queensland Club by the edge of the footpath. The sky is blue with large patches of clouds. The artist has depicted the architecture with precision yet infused them with the vibrancy of her paint. She has signed her name in full with brown paint in the middle of the road. The late Joan Ricketts was born in Brisbane in 1924 and died in 1984. She was a dedicated local artist with an impressive oeuvre. Ricketts started as a commercial artist before progressing to her own creative practice, where she often focused on landscapes and urban settings. Ricketts was awarded an MBE by the National Trust for her role in preserving some of Brisbane's most historic buildings. This artwork was a gift of Susan Henley Jensen in memory of Mrs. Joy Jensen, 2021. To the Museum of Brisbane Collection. The work was created circa 1969 to 1972. A slight edit to the date provided in the description. And to clarify, It was specifically the Queensland Heritage Act that was introduced in 1992, following the demolition of Bellevue Hotel.